Well, good morning, boys and girls. So you guys couldn't see this, but a couple of these kids were still singing along. They know Blessed Assurance, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. So today we are talking about our stuff. And Jesus told a story to his disciples about a rich man and a man named Lazarus. Now, the rich man had everything that he could want. He had nice clothes. He had good food. He had a nice house. He had everything that he wanted. And there was a man named Lazarus who lived outside the rich man's gate, and he was a beggar. So he was laying in front of the gate. And Lazarus was covered in sores, and he longed to have the food that fell from the rich man's table. So all he wanted were table scraps so that he would have enough to eat. Now, if he's laying outside the rich man's gate, that means that the rich man probably passed Lazarus every single day. But Jesus doesn't say that the rich man helped him. Instead, Jesus says that eventually Lazarus died and he was taken to heaven, where he was comforted and he had everything that he could possibly need. But when the rich man died, Jesus said that he was taken to Hades, to a place where he was not comforted and he did not have everything that he needed, and he was suffering. And so the rich man saw Lazarus and Abraham up in the sky far away, and he asked Abraham for Lazarus to come bring him a little bit of water so that he could stop being in agony. But Abraham said no, that Lazarus couldn't go where the rich man was, and that the rich man couldn't go where Lazarus was, because there was a chasm in between them. There was no way to go back and forth. So now Lazarus had everything, and the rich man had nothing. In life, the rich man had everything he could want, but that was what he focused on. He focused on all of his stuff, and now he had nothing. But Lazarus had everything. So there are things that we need. We need food, we need shelter, we need water, we need clothes to wear. And there's a lot of things that we want. Now, we probably don't have everything that we want, but we have a lot of the things that we want. And so if you think about it like that, we're pretty rich, because there's a lot of people in this world who don't even have the things that they need, let alone the things that they want. And Jesus was saying that the rich man ignored Lazarus. He didn't help Lazarus. He didn't give Lazarus the things that he needed, even though he had more than enough. So the rich man had everything, and Lazarus had nothing. And the rich man focused on all of his stuff. His stuff was what was most important to him. God wasn't what was most important. It was getting all of this stuff. So we have a lot of stuff. But when you make your stuff most important, you miss out on what God wants you to do, on the people that God wants you to help. Lazarus was sitting right outside that man's gate, and he ignored him. He was right there. But when we help others, when we help them and give them what they need, even if that means sharing our stuff with them sometimes, we're doing what God wants us to do. Jesus isn't saying that it's not okay to have stuff, but it's not okay to make your stuff number one. What we need to do is make God number one in our lives and help the people that God sends to us. So this week, this month, and the rest of this year, look at the people around you. See who needs help and find ways to help them, even if that sometimes means sharing your stuff with them. And you'll be doing what God wants you to do. So now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for reminding us that you are most important. Help us to always put you first. Show us how we can help others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.